Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
I like that little music, don't you? Hi, how are you this afternoon? Afternoon? Well, it's so dark now, I guess I'd better say this evening. These are the short days of the year. Did you know that? In the winter, the sun shines less on our part of the world, and there are more hours of darkness. But did you know this? In another part of the world, Australia, for instance, it's summertime. Sort of seems as if the sun has gone south for the winter. But this weather sure has been funny, hasn't it? We had a snow in October, very warm weather in November, bitter cold weather for the past few days, and then today again it got warm. It got warm enough for me to open the window here in Santa Claus's post office for a while this afternoon. I've closed it now, though, and it's nice and cozy in here in the post office. And, looky here, I do have some letters, so let's see what we have in the way of letters. Here is a nice one from Anthony Hughes. Anthony Hughes writes, "Dear Santa, I've been a pretty good boy this year, and I would like for you to please bring me a big tractor-trailer truck, some log cabin blocks, and a miniature pool table. And," says Anthony Hughes, "please bring Grandma Lewis a watch." Anthony, that's a very thoughtful gift and a very nice idea. And that's some pretty good present ideas you have there on your list, too. Anthony Hughes's letter. Here's one. This is all in red. Goodness, look at this thing. This is from Amy Yount. And Amy lives in Orange on Bellevue Avenue. And she's 8 years old, and you should see her list. Well, Santa Claus will have a look at that pretty soon, Amy. Amy says, "Amy's Christmas list. 1. Give a show projector, Scooby-Doo. 2. Guitar. 3. Family feud game." Amy, you sure you want to have feuding and fussing and fighting on Christmas time? Amy is big on dolls, too. Looky here. 4. Sun-loving Malibu Darby ball. Let's try that again, Amy. Sun-loving Malibu Barbie doll. 5 on her list is sun-loving Ken. He's going to be right there. Then 6, says Amy, some Barbie doll clothes. 7, a doll baby stroller. Amy, you're just going to set up housekeeping here. 8 is a softing doll in a trunk. And, says Amy Yount, "I love you, Santa Claus, and Mrs. Santa Claus, and the elves. Love, Amy Yount." She says, "I'm 8 years old, and I want everything I've got written down. Love, Amy." Well, Amy, sometimes Santa Claus has to make some decisions, as you know, but we'll pass the letter on to him, and he can make all the decisions. Now, here's a letter written on nice yellow paper from Kenny Kent. Kenny is 7 years old. "Dear Santa, my name is Kenny Kent. I'm 7 years old. I've been a good boy this year. I would like to have a Kiss van, football equipment, Redskins football equipment." Kenny is a devoted fan. I can tell that already. What else does he want? "Merlin and Mighty Men and Monster Maker for Christmas. And I want Mr. Quarterback. And I want a cop and robber racetrack." And all of those things are from Kenny Kent. Well, Kenny, at 7 years old, you've got a way to go to make quarterback on the Redskins team, and I'm sure Joe Theismann isn't worried about his job yet, but it's good to have goals like that. Goodness, look at this one. This is from Jody Shelton at Unionville, and Jody has written in red and green, and on the outside in the envelope here, and on the inside in the letter, every other letter is red, and every other letter is green. I won't try to read it back red, green like that, but I will read the straight letter here from Jody Shelton in Unionville. Dear Santa, hi, how are you? I hope you don't have the bug that's been going around. Well, the word out of the North Pole, Jody, is that Santa is in excellent health right now and is getting himself in training for that big trip around the world on Christmas Eve. Jody Shelton goes on, thank you very much for all the great presents you brought me last year. This year, I would like to have a Dan van, a mini bike, a new antenna for my TV, drive command, a new pair of shoes, a record album called Hot Nights and City Lights. And Jody Shelton would also like a gas station for little cars and a Mickey Mouse loop-the-loop. Thank you. And Jody adds a P.S. I will leave you some cookies on the coffee table and also a piece of paper so you can write me a note. Well, Jody, maybe you ought to leave the green and red pens out, too, so Santa can really do you a nice reply note. Isn't that a bright and cheerful and Christmassy one? Well, that is about all my letters. Yesterday, we were talking about special things that go on at Christmas time, and I want to remind you of the concert Thursday night by the Culpeper Choral Society. It's at 8 o'clock in the Culpeper Baptist Church. Lots of people from Orange and Madison and Rappahannock, as well as Culpeper, sing in the group. I'll tell you about some other things tomorrow. I spent the day, part of the day today anyway, looking at applications for Miss Message's job. No decision yet. Meanwhile, Santa's postmaster will be here, and I'll read your letters, and you just send them on into me. Now, let me get these into the mail pouch. Oh, don't want to drop Jody's there, the bright red and green one. All right, there they are. They're all in. I'll put them on the hook for Sam the Courier Elf to pick up. He's really a hard-working fellow, isn't he? Phil, hope you've got some nice Christmas music picked out for us to listen to. We'll enjoy it now. Time's up, and it's so long until tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.